Congress is going to take on the thorny issue of the aviation bill. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 18th day of July. Thanks for being here, everybody. In other news, Taco John's and Taco Bell made the news with Taco Tuesday. The retail sales report came in, and good news, bad news from consumers, that would be you. The Biden administration is asking pharmacy CEOs to help drive down the cost of prescription drugs. Living alone is apparently becoming a thing. We've got the Wall Street Report, and while banks thrive, startups take a dive. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're spending time with us again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Congress is scheduled to take on the aviation bill, and it covers everything from pilot retirement age to compensating travelers for delayed or canceled flights. The AP is reporting that Congress faces a September 30 deadline to act on the legislation. The House is expected to vote this week on a bill that emerged from the Transportation Committee with bipartisan support. The Senate is behind schedule on its version, which would authorize more than $100 billion in spending. That's a committee vote that was blocked last month by disagreement over pilot training. Many provisions in the legislation will affect airline consumers, including one that would roll back a Transportation Department regulation from back in 2011 that required airlines to show the total price of a ticket up front in their advertising. Airlines could instead provide a link to the all-in price of a ticket. Consumer advocates oppose the rollback, and the White House took their side on Monday, saying full fare advertising is needed to help consumers do comparison shopping when they are looking for tickets. For decades, the term Taco Tuesday has been batted around and guarded by Taco John's. Well, now it seems that firm has given up its claim to the two words. The AP is reporting that in a filing with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Cheyenne-based Taco John's gave up any further claim to Taco Tuesday in 49 states, ending a high-profile spat with Taco Bell. But the dispute looks to keep simmering on the Jersey Shore, where Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in Summers Point promised to keep fighting Taco Bell over the exclusive right to hold Taco Tuesday promotions in New Jersey. While Taco Tuesday has become a well-known phrase, often used at restaurants and elsewhere, Taco John's has worked hard to defend its more than 40-year-old trademark of the term in the 49 states besides New Jersey. The fast food chain sent many cease and desist orders over the years to anyone besides Gregory's Restaurant and Bar daring to have a Taco Tuesday promotion. Back in 2019, the company went so far as to send a letter to a small brewery just 5 blocks from its corporate headquarters, warning it to stop using Taco Tuesday to promote a taco truck parked outside on Tuesdays. Even NBA star LeBron James got into the action that year, filing unsuccessfully for his own Taco Tuesday trademark. The Consumer Retail Spending Report came out, and there is good news and not-so-good news. The good news is that consumers, that would be you, continued to bump up your spending, but at a slower pace. The Commerce Department reported that retail sales in June rose by a seasonally adjusted 0.2% from a month earlier. Now, that was less than the 0.5% economists polled by the Wall Street Journal expected to see, and less than the 0.5% that was logged in May. However, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the details of the report were less discouraging. First, that May gain was revised up from a previously reported 0.3%. Second, sales excluding gasoline stations, car dealers, building materials, stores, and food services, the so-called control group that economists use to track the underlying pace of consumer spending, rose 0.6% in June from May. So that was good. Prices were up slightly for a number of retailing categories, including department stores, clothing stores, and grocery stores. Meanwhile, some retail categories experienced outright price declines. What were they? Furniture and home furnishing stores, building materials and supply stores, online and catalog retailers, and of course, gasoline stations. Well, at first, Wall Street hiccuped over the report, but that was soon overshadowed by bank earnings, and the markets moved upward. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. The Biden administration has asked executives from major drugstore and retail chains to help promote the key law intended to lower drug costs that has encountered stiff opposition from the pharmaceutical industry. Bloomberg is reporting that U.S. health officials met at the White House with leaders of companies including CVS Health, Walgreens, and retail giant Walmart in an hour-long roundtable to ask for help promoting benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act. Along with capping insulin prices and expanding access to adult vaccines, the law will allow Medicare, the U.S. health program for the elderly, to negotiate prices of costly drugs made by some of the biggest pharma companies. The drug price provisions have prompted a swift backlash from U.S. drug makers Merck & Company, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Johnson & Johnson, and the industry's biggest lobbying group. They're all suing the government over the law, alleging violations of the Constitution. If you're one of the many folks who have chosen to live alone, your numbers are growing. MoneyWise is reporting that more Americans are living on their own, continuing a quiet trend that's persisted for decades. A recent Census Bureau report reveals that 27.6% of all American households were one-person households back in 2020. That's more than triple the 1940 figure of 7.7%. Now, there are several factors that could be contributing to this trend of solitary living. More Americans are choosing to marry later, if at all. Census Bureau data shows that while some are opting out of having children, that's kind of a trend. More women are also participating in the workforce and becoming financially independent, so they have decided, hey, going alone is better. But this trend isn't necessarily being driven by the young. While the overall share of Americans living alone increased between 2010 and 2020, so did the proportion of one-person households headed by older adults aged 65 and over. Now, this could come down to the surge in what's being called gray divorce, where couples call it quits later in life and often after decades of marriage. According to Pew Research, the divorce rate for Americans aged 50 or older has roughly doubled between the 1990s and 2015. So there, see what you learn here? Well, it turned out to be a big day for Wall Street as the Dow shot up by 366 points to end the trade at 34,951 and the NASDAQ jumped up by 108 points to settle at 14,353, while the S&P 500 picked up 32 points to close at 4554. West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.66 to close at $75.81 a barrel. So what moved the markets? Well, healthy quarterly results from Bank of America and Morgan Stanley bolstered bank stocks while shares of Microsoft spiked to a record high, buoying the technology sector. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with startups and a sudden lack of funding. While most bank stocks, including an index of regional financial institutions, rose today, as second quarter earnings keep showing unexpected resilience, tech stocks Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, LinkedIn parent Microsoft, and others are also holding strong. But, get this, startups are getting hammered. Over the first 6 months of 2023, venture capital funding has been slashed in half, according to PitchBook, with much of it focused on AI initiatives. Funding prospects have gotten so dire that one venture firm partner tweeted that he is expected to turn into a mass extinction event. Bye-bye, funding, huh? Banks just fine, startups not so much. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.